Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean.
And I am your co-host, Elena Sweetser.
Talking all things life, kids, business.
Failed technology.
Failed technology, mistakes, regrets.
I was thinking the same thing.
So glad you guys are here. And we just try to get into some real life conversations for the people that are out there living the daily grind like we are and facing the same challenges that we face. And we hope to be a sounding board for you guys and someone that you guys can listen to and relate to when you're in your car. And if we're too cool boring, too. We apologize. Send us.
Don't tell me that. I'll start crying.
Yeah. Don't hurt our feelings. Anyway, we thought we would talk about today, back to technology issues that we had. We had recorded this episode now twice. Okay. The first time was the microphones where I guess were completely out, didn't connect.
It went for like 2 minutes and then it went out, which sucks because it was a damn good episode.
It really was.
It was really good we recorded, we're like, that was really good.
That was a good one. So we're going to try to be the best to bring up, discuss the topic again. Yeah. And today we were 6 minutes in and our camera died. So we are... Amber, our social marketing director, or whatever you want to call her.
You're fired.
Came to the rescue and she figured out a plan B. We're going to make plan B work today. Hey, guys, that's what we do.
This is
real life as possible, man. You gotta learn on the fly. So anyway, one of the things that we talk about, and we discuss a lot of things on this podcast, one of the things I think we don't do a good enough job talking about is being present in the moment.
Correct.
And enjoying our successes and really... taking in what we've done. I think Elena and I are, because we're such busy people in general and we're constantly go, it's hard for our brains to shut off work. Okay. And work becomes an addiction, and in our phones in particular, and again, I'm speaking to myself here, is an addiction. And I just am realizing just how much meaningful time I am letting go by staring at a stupid phone. I'm over staring at the phone.
Yeah, but for me, and it's work, and you're right, it's an addiction because it's work, but also I've noticed when I get stressed, I hop on and I scroll.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
And I hate that. Yes. I have that habit, and I'm trying to correct it. Like, you know how stupid this is? It's 2 days ago, after my day one of Tom Ferry, I have 3 days, but after day one, I was all pumped, so on day two, I was like, I'm going to wake up, and I will not look at my social media to, like, get to the conference. Because normally I wake up and you're scrolling. I hate to admit that, but it's true.
And you're doing it when you know you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, I will seriously be looking at my phone, but in my head telling myself, oh my gosh, you are wasting so much time doing this.
You keep doing it.
And it's addiction. It's an absolute addiction. And for people to say it's not, try to put your phone down for a day.
Yeah. Because
give it 24 hours without touching it.
I forgot.
And see how freaked out you get about it.
I would freak out. But
it's part of our business too. That's the other factor of it is that you're constantly drawn back to it, especially when you operate or your work off of it.
Right.
So.
And I saw a video or maybe read something like you do get dopamine fixes when you're on there, whether you're getting like likes on your social page or comments or whatever it is. On the social media aspect, it is a dopamine effect. And so me, who has increased my social media, well, actually I've sucked the last 2 weeks. My view count went from 50,000 monthly down to 20,000. Like, decreased a lot.
Wow.
Because that's how long I've been so busy.
What's crazy is you got to constantly be putting stuff out there. Exactly. That's the problem.
The issue is I don't go and look and be like, ooh, how many likes did I get? It's just like... I want to engage, if that makes sense.
You want to see people be the best versions of themselves, and you know that you're doing these things to actually help people. You're putting yourself out there on this platform to make people think a certain way or look at things a different way to better themselves.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we have to do it through that platform, but we've talked about this before. It's because you could touch so many people.
Yeah. That's the quickest way is social media.
But the phone is such an addiction for everybody. I'm like, if you just go look at your screen time throughout the day and you see that you're spending 2 hours a day on Facebook and an hour on Instagram, and then you're saying this, we're the same people that say we don't have enough time to go do things. We don't have enough time. I can't make the time to go do this. Yes, you can. You're wasting so much life. And again, guys, this is Ryan talking to Ryan. Like, it is a problem. And I've recognized how unimportant it really is and how important having conversations, like, you know. And I think it was when me and Aston had a really good heart to heart recently, and she came down, she said she wanted to talk to me. It was just her. TV went off, phone was on the kitchen table, and me and her just talked. And it was so beneficial, I think, to both of us, because we got to have more of a conversation or where we both were coming from on something. Yeah, the connection. And the connections are so real, and they're so, it's real.
Yeah.
Instead, we get sucked into this life of fake. I just don't get it.
Well, it's not just fake, but it's like idleness, honestly, because it's just I think there's so much.
We become robots.
It's like an autopilot in our world, and we inflict a lot on ourselves, I think, unnecessary. But it's just a way for us to detach from reality. And I think so many people are so addicted to detaching to their current reality. Right. I know there's times that I am.
You're right.
I told it to our book club girls, and I was like, listen, I am on my phone or on my computer all day long. So when I get off, when I sign off, the last thing I want to do is read more.
Right.
And I should want to read because I do enjoy reading. But it's like, I just want to sit on the couch and veg out watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you want to have mindless. But even then, you're still watching Grey's Anatomy. I guarantee you that phone's in your lap or that phone's on the couch. Yeah. And there's a commercial and you're picking up your phone.
Or the part that's boring to me. I'm like, let me go shopping online and I'll buy anything. But still scrolling.
That's what I'm saying. You're constantly drawn back to it. And we're all habits of it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the time that gets wasted doing that. And you're absolutely, I think you're right. I mean, it was a great point of, you know, people just trying to escape the reality. And how sad is that? I mean, how sad is it to where you've put yourself in this life where the only way to entertain yourself is to stare at a 6-inch screen, zone out, watch some TV maybe at the end of the night, go to bed to do the same thing all over again. And like I said, it's a challenge because we also use our phones for work. But I think that's why they make it that way. They make it so convenient for everyone to be able to get a hold of you so you're constantly drawn to that phone. And when you're a salesperson like me, and you, I think a big part of it is you're so afraid you're going to lose the sale. You're so afraid you might lose that customer that took you so long to get because you didn't respond fast. Yeah, and because you didn't respond fast enough. And now all of a sudden you opened up the door for a competitor to get in there because the competitor at that time answered them within 10 minutes and it took you an hour.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the customer's like, oh, Ryan, sorry, I already gave an order to somebody else. I couldn't get a hold of you. And I'm like, you couldn't get a hold of me. You texted me an hour ago.
Yeah.
Not getting a hold of me is like, hey, I tried to call you for 2 days.
Which is sad is now you have to give people a timeline. Like, for instance, last night I had a buyer call in on my listing and I texted him, or he texted me and I texted him back. I said, I'm about to sit down at dinner with my son and my husband. I will get back to you, but I will be out of pocket for the next hour and a half. And it's sad that you have to tell people that, because if I just said I have a dinner, they're like, well, when are you going to get back to me? Because they want service now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you can order your food, Elena, and then send me a text message. Or you can step out. After you order your food, step out really quick. Your food's not going to be ready yet. I mean, don't think about the people that you went to dinner with and how disrespectful and rude that is. Or you're out with your spouse and you have to step away. So, like, what was the point of even going out for a date?
Some of mine and Cole's biggest arguments and disagreements with my career is the fact that I'm not present.
Yeah.
Like I'll be on my phone doing something and he'll be asking me a question and I'll snap at him because I'm in the middle of an email, middle of a text or whatever to a client. And I'm like, can I just finish this? Right. But can I not, when my husband is talking to me, just take 10 seconds to put it down? Now that comes to my ADD brain. I think I have ADHD or whatever the hell it is, because then when I lose my thought, I lose my thought. So to me, I'm hyper-focused on what I'm doing. But also, if you think about it, if he needs it's sad that he's like, can I have 5 minutes of your time?
That is sad.
And I have to put my phone. Okay, what? Okay, thank you. And then I'm pulling it back to finish what I'm doing.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like we do that. And, you know, again, sometimes, you know, you have to be able to read the room too. So, like I tell, you know, Allison will get mad at me at the same time. And Allison will snap at me. And I needed to read the room, right? Or I could see that the kids are bugging her. Mom. She's trying to respond to her mom on a text message, or she's trying to deal with something. And then we're asking her a question. Then I get frustrated. You're like, Ryan, probably now wasn't the time to have to ask that question. Like, she's a lot of stuff going on. But if it's to the point where it's like, babe, I've been trying to talk to you for the last couple hours. And every time I'm around you, you're on the phone, you're dealing with something. I need to get a few minutes. And then for us, you got to recognize that. But it's just, I think that people are going to look back and truly regret how much time they waste on this thing. Mm-hmm. And it gives you nothing in return. Mm-hmm. That's what really just hit me. I'm like, this phone gives me nothing. It brings no value to my life whatsoever. Yeah. There's nothing on there that, yes, there's some funny videos and you laugh and you joke, but even when we're around each other with friends, guess what? Our phones are on the table. Our phones are within arm's reach. We can always snag it. What that's basically telling the whole table is that, yeah, I love being around you guys, but at the end of the day, that phone's going to be more important, because as soon as I feel like I'm bored for a second or I'm bored in the conversation,
you hop on social media.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. I've done that in front of our friends.
And then we mask. Oh, I do. I mean, too. And then you mask it. You mask it by saying I'm ADD or I'm ADHD. No, you made yourself ADHD. You made yourself be that way. You made yourself want to be chaotic all the time and then bitch and moan about how much stuff you have on your plate, right? So I just, you know, as my kids are getting older and I'm getting older, you realize just how important relationships are. Like the stuff that we're doing right now, this is the kind of conversations we should be having with our spouses on a regular basis. These are the kind of conversations we should be having with our kids on a regular basis, where there's no distractions. There's just nothing going on, and there's no access to any phones, TVs, friends, Snapchats. Just shut all that off. And even if it's just for a half hour, mm-hmm. you know, hey, I want to set aside at least an hour a week. You know, set us a goal for yourself of, where I just, me and Dylan, go have a cup of coffee, or me and Addison go get a Starbucks and whatever, and just have a conversation.
Or scheduling your day. Like my real estate coach, she was like, schedule an hour a day that you go on your social media and you return email or you return comments and likes and scroll, whatever, because you use social media to
get better.
And he's like, and then it's going to, you'll see how much time it frees up. Because I'm not going to lie. Like, I wake up in the morning, I look at it, I return, because social media is a fickle thing, right? Because you have to be on it for me. I have to engage. I can't just make a post and then I have 10 comments and I don't respond to those comments, right? You have to respond to it many times.
No, we use it for work. That's what I'm saying. We use it for work as well.
And yeah. I used to be on these realtor pages to get referrals, and I don't mess with those anymore. But because then if you're not the first to comment, you don't get the referral. And I've closed a few deals from those. But to me, it's like, I feel like it's so much urgency to respond to these people ASAP, when reality, I'm like, how silly is it that if I go to them, I'm like, sorry, I didn't respond to your Facebook comment. I was actually at my job, or I was with my husband.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I do
think,
know.
If you think about that, that's how stupid it is.
It is.
I've started to be a little bit more delayed on that, and I'm going to try to follow his advice where I am scheduling time during my day where that's the only time I'm gonna pick up.
Schedule like the gym.
Twice a day.
Schedule to the gym.
Speaking of the gym.
Oh, this hour, God. This hour, I'm gonna do this. This hour, this hour. I think it's a great piece of advice. And I, you know, again, I don't know the solution. I mean, that's why we talk about it. I think it's a great idea.
It's an addiction. I've never had an addiction before. Social media has been my first addiction.
And again, we're not addictive personalities, right? But we'll sit here and we give advice and we talk about stuff all the time. And then, you know, me and Elena have said this before. When we first started this thing, we were going to be as real as it came. Mm-hmm. You were going to see the genuine Ryan, the genuine Elena. We were not going to hold back. We were going to be open books of things that were going on in our life. We were going to be open books about things that were going on with our kids. Mm-hmm. We were going to be an open book about things that are faults of ours and where we could do better. And it's something that I've definitely recognized going through this journey of having these conversations with you, and just the things I'm now really listening to in the podcast, you going to these seminars, when you see this different information that's constantly being pumped in your brain from what you were getting before, it just is such an eye-opener. It really is such an eye-opener.
I mean, they even said in the conference, and I think we'll do a different episode recapping my conference, because there's a lot of stuff, not just real estate, but like I was texting you guys, I was texting Cole left and right.
Yeah.
But it comes down to, and I just lost my thought,
conferences, social media. She's worried about social media. She sees her phone going off over there. She's freaking out. That's what we're talking about, guys. Is she in the moment?
I'm joking. I don't even get alerts from social media on my phone.
That's good. Yeah, the notifications. All my notifications.
Well,
are
when
off.
You're as popular as me, you know,
I probably wouldn't get many notifications anyway. But my notifications are off on everything. I don't like stuff on my phone.
Social media, the algorithm knows, like, you and I do a lot of stuff together with casual. And so it alerts me when you post. I'm like, I don't care what this effer is posting.
Yeah, he's probably just posting. Yeah, I've already heard Ryan's. I've already heard this spiel 10 times. I'm just going to hear him talk again about the same thing I've already heard him talk about.
It's funny now because
yeah.
it'll literally say, Ryan just made a post or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care.
It's just, it's like I said, and this is what I'm talking about. We're getting into that world, right? Where, you know, it's going to, we talk about AI, all these things, like everything is getting pushed down the direction of disconnecting humans. And I just think it's, I think we're going to regret it. I really do.
Well, they said something at my conference this week that made sense because they said most people think social media is here to disconnect, but if you utilize it the correct way, it'll reconnect people.
Right. Right.
Keyword, utilize it the right way. Yeah. Most people don't utilize it.
Well, no, now you're hearing AI people sound like real humans on the phone. So now you're not talking to a person on the phone anymore. You're talking to an AI person. And again, it's just the way which is just crazy that we've been born. Out of all the generations we could have been born, we've been born into this one with every convenience one would possibly want. Like, I look at where we're going with all this AI stuff and ChatGPT and how much we use those things. And now they're writing essays for you. They're doing resumes for you. I mean, this is the evolution of what's coming. We're never going to stop it, right? But from that aspect, we're getting away. We're pulling ourselves more and more away from that human connection. And we got to be very careful. And I do agree that it can be used in the right way. Like what you and I try to do is put out these positive messages to use this as a platform for you guys to look at things differently and think differently and be
It's
different.
Not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
So don't let it don't let it rule you. Yeah. And it's going to if we keep going down this path. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. But it is definitely difficult and nice. And I feel a lot of guilt majority of the time when I'm on my phone or like Kian, I need to get your fly gun thing.
These flies are crazy.
And when Kian, you know, he's trying to talk to me and I'm just scrolling, I feel like a piece of shit, honestly.
And you feel like a piece of crap while you're in the middle of it.
And you're still
You're still doing it. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you know it is an addiction.
Yeah.
And I hear my kids and I hear everyone say, I'm not addicted. I can put my phone down anytime. Really? Put it down for a day.
Yeah.
Put it down. Again, I understand work, so it might be difficult. On a Saturday, when you're not working, harder again for realtors, whatever it is. Sunday, pick whatever day of the week is your slowest day. It just don't pick it up.
Yeah.
Or unless someone texts you for work, for emergency, or they call you, sure. But stay off social media. Stay off all that for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And just see what it does for you. And it's just... Yeah.
Speaking of social media, so they said that in the conference, obviously I need to up my social media game because I just told you how... Oh, rude. I just told you how my account, my visual account went from 50,000 to 20,000, which to you, you're like, that's a lot because we don't really get that much. But when you're up to 50,000, actually at one point I was at 60,000 a month views.
I'm thinking I'm at like 34.
Flyer.
And climbing. 100.
So anyways, so I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, so I have to be more present. It is a tool to reconnect. What can I do? So I want your idea on this.
Okay.
Okay, so what is, if you've been listening to me, you would know this. What is the one thing that messes with me the most that I think holds me back in my full potential?
Taking on way too much.
Okay, another one.
Handling stress?
No. Think physically.
Oh, you're the gym. Your weight. You beat yourself up. We both do. And again, I don't look at you that way, but I understand why you look at yourself that way. Cause we're going to always critique ourselves. Again, I think you look fantastic and because you're the real you, but that's always you always hate how you look.
I do. And it messes with me mentally.
Yeah.
And so, this week during the thing, they say like, they call it the drunk monkey. Right. And so we had a hard time with my team and you know, I'm the team leader. I'm the leader to them. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was vulnerable with them. And I said, I always thought I could never be successful because I'm overweight and I'm ugly. Because you look at like the Selling Sunset girls, I'm not them. Okay. I'm happy if I shave my legs twice a week. So you don't need to know that.
Yeah.
But it's true. Good. As a girls, they're shaved now. I shaved this morning. But girls, they know. Would you shave your face every day?
No, I don't. I hate shaving already. So
and like, that's such a small portion.
Yeah.
Anyways, but back to that. So I told him, I was like, it really messes me, but also I get frustrated with myself because I know I could be so much better, more disciplined. And I like dug into it deeper and I was like, it's the discipline that I lack.
Yes.
It's not yes, I'm overweight, but it's because I lack the discipline and I made the excuses. So fast forward to the point I was going to make. So I have to up my social media game, right? And they're like, bring people along on your journey. So I was going to want to make a 90-day challenge. And every day I'm like, day one of my challenge of taking over my, controlling my life, whatever. And me going to my gym. And I'll be like, this is my recap morning. This is the one thing I know in my soul.
Yeah.
If I could control my weight and my health, my mental health would get better. And my business and my relationship with my husband would get better. Because there's times he tells me I'm beautiful. I'm like, what are you looking at? Like, for no reason.
Right.
You know? And so, like, anyways, I know that is the one thing in my life, if I could control, I'd be unstoppable. If I could be disciplined enough in stupid good shape, to say no to food when I don't need it, to say no to that extra drink, to say no to staying up late so I miss my workout the next morning. If I can be that disciplined, man, I'd be fucking unstoppable.
No, and I believe it. No, I believe it as well, and I believe it for myself. You know, I believe that's, you know, that's definitely something that's probably hindered more. You know, you get success out of as a byproduct of how hard you work and your effort, and you're gonna get rewarded by from that no matter what. I think that's where you and I have seen. But when you look at, that's absolutely correct. I mean, I think if with me as well, it still holds you back, right? Because people are still gonna go, okay, she looks, you know, good on paper, everything in social media looks right, but or he doesn't take care of his body. So how disciplined really is he?
So that's what I tell myself. I'm like, so these people who are fit and have good money, they look at me and I'm like, well, she can't even take care of her body, so she didn't even take care of my money.
Right. How serious is she gonna be about taking care of me if she can't take care of herself?
That's how my brain works.
And it should work that way. I mean, if you talk to most successful people, you know, most of them have figured out a way to try to be healthy.
They have a routine in the morning.
Well, because health is number one. And my guys beat me up about it a lot. You know, like, you know, see, I was just out, you know, on a work trip, and you know, I'm up at Texas time, so I'm waking up at 5:30 in the morning. We're up having, you know, cocktails till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sleeping for 3 or 4 hours a night, mm-hmm. because you love that social aspect and you get addicted to that dopamine of that fun. And like I said, it's just, we have to recognize what we're addicted to as well. And I love having those work conversations with my team. I love getting to know them more on a personal level, right? And that outweighs sometimes, I think, your personal health decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I got other guys that are like, yep, it's 9 o'clock. I'm going to bed. I'm going to get my 8 hours of sleep. I want to be sharp for tomorrow. And I'm always sharp. It's almost kind of uncanny. And I think that's part of it too, is that
you know, you can function.
I know that I can function. Yeah. And I know I know that I can make it. I know that I can function at a high level. I know that I can have really serious, meaningful conversations with my clients, and no one's the wiser that I basically am going on 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was having cocktails with my team the night before. You know, I used to call it a superpower, but is it a superpower, or have I just justified calling it a superpower to do it? You know, and at the end of the day, you know, like I told you before, you know, my dad died at 74. My mom died at 54. I don't think there's been one being that I can remember that's lived in their 80s.
Yeah.
They've all died in their 50s, 60s, and early 70s. And like, that's my future.
But let's talk about it. You said something.
We're fun people. But, we have a great time. Seriously, you know, people want to be around us because we're the life of the party.
Yeah.
But at some point, there's got to be a line in the sand. And when you, and if the success of my business and the success of my, what I do for my company is my number one goal, then health has got to be
absolutely
the priority.
But so you said, but I'm still sharp. And I'm saying this because I'm just like you.
Uh-huh.
I continue to abuse my body because I know I still wake in the morning and I still kick ass at my job.
Correct.
Right? How much sharper do you think we could be?
That's the scary thought. I don't know. And that's what's...
What do you mean to know? It's 100% we would be so much better.
Oh, I know that we would be more better. But when you said how much better, that's the question. Like, it could be, do I double? Am I twice as good? Maybe. You know, and...
I mean, your brain's functioning better. Okay, think about it. Your body is feeling better, which internally your mental health is better.
Yeah.
You're getting more sleep. And so you just have more energy to do things. Now, when I was waking up at 4:30... When I was waking up at 3:45 and working out at 4:30 that year, like, I was on top of it, and I hate myself for dropping off. And and it's sad that I excuse it on stress, because I am a stress eater, and when I'm over stressed, I just sit in a corner and eat my hot Cheetos and call it a day. And I dropped off from working out because of that. And I hate that because I was on a momentum. But I will tell you, when I was working, and then I switched to the 5 a.m. workouts, but when I was working consistently that morning and being done reading my business books, man, I knew I could be unstoppable. And I'm so mad at myself because this conference that we're just at, I was listening to some of these people talk or even some people they're highlighting. And maybe it sounds conceited, but I know I'm better than those people. And it freaking pisses me off that I'm in the back of the room listening to these people when I know in my heart, in my drive, I'm better than
you're them. Forking over your money to listen to someone that's already done it. The only thing that they've got that you don't have is the discipline.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. That,
I know. I was like, with my skills and all this stuff, I know I could be on that stage. Yeah. I could be teaching these panelists.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off. And that was the fire under my butt. Like, I texted my lender and I was like, bro, we're about to sell some houses next year. And I was like, he was like, let's go. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm pissed. I'm pissed that I've wasted so much of my life not being disciplined enough or not believing in myself enough. And you
have especially when it's the thing that it's like, and again, it's the thing that we critique the most about ourselves, but we don't fix it. And that's, like I said before, we've talked about this before. It's been a struggle, and we've gotten glimpses, right? We're good for a little bit. We eat good for a little bit. We say no for a while. And then it goes, then you get that, you jump off the wagon. You're back on the wagon, whatever the term is, and you're at a social event, we're at a birthday, we're at a party, we're at a whatever. We do a lot of social things, and Elena and I do a lot of social things together. Our groups do a lot of social things, so we're in a lot of the same scenario situations, and it's a challenge, and it's a challenge that we put on ourselves. It's not anyone's like really pressuring us. I mean, you guys get a little more pressure, the girls get more pressure, the guys don't care.
They've learned from me now, they don't pressure me anymore.
But you're absolutely spot on.
But you remember that year though when I was doing my 5 a.m.s and I was saying no to you guys, or I was like, okay, I'm out, I gotta work out in the morning. And
I didn't leaving. Hear you say these things about yourself. I didn't hear you say these things about, I hate the way I look, I hate to put myself on camera, I know whatever, all the comments that you knock yourself on. And I understand for Cole too. It's got to be hard for him to hear it because he doesn't see you that way.
Dude, I know this sounds silly, but I have been leaning on my personality making me attractive for too many years.
Me too.
And I'm like, thank God I have a good personality.
Oh, we are, trust me, we're in the same boat. And like I said, it's, you know, I was a small glimpse there in my life where I was actually fairly fit. And when I look back and going, okay, so I was fit from when I was a young kid to call it 21, 22 range. And again, I was never like six pack great, but I was decent. I was decently fit and in decent shape. And then I'm going to get there in my 30s, your 30s come and go. I'm going to get, you know, or I'm going to be there in my late 20s. Now I'm like, okay, it's in my 40s. Well, now I'm 44, right? So, you know, and again, I know we always circle back to this, but I do believe it's the head of the spear, right? Yeah. The head of the spear is your health. And you want to be around for your family for a long time. And you want to look to you want your clients to see you as this disciplined person and this person that they could trust. And your business is going to grow. And then you're going to get all more income and more opportunities and more, you know, promotions and more, all these things are going to come because of that. And it's a byproduct of it. And it's so crazy that you and I, as disciplined as we are in every other aspect of our life, recognize what our biggest downfall is, yet we cannot figure out how to fix it.
Because we know we can function off of it.
Yeah.
So instead of focusing on, we know we can function off of it, we need to focus on
how much better we
are losing from it. Like, we just did this exercise for during my conference, and they want us to calculate commissions and how much commissions we have missed out on by not connecting with our database like we should. Okay. Right. So after I calculate it, and it's with doing the exercise of talking to them as much as we should, and then the clients over a lifetime, because more than likely clients are going to buy multiple houses through me in my 35-year career. Correct?
Sure.
Okay. So when they calculated it, it was over $2 million in commissions that I would be missing out on. $2 million that would come to my family from not doing that, right?
This is over your career.
Over my career.
Okay.
So then I look at it. So you look at that. I'm like, okay. So it's back to the, we know we don't focus on our discipline because we still function off how we're living.
And we feel like we're functioning better than others and we're outperforming others.
We can be doing so much more.
I know. So what we do is we just justify it in our head. Like, I'm already above the curve.
I'm solid.
I'm making good money. I don't have, you know, I'm smoking my competitors and most of the people look to me to be their mentor.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't think to yourself, why, what got you there?
But instead of thinking, okay, this is how much money I'm making.
Yeah.
This is how much money. And it's not about the money. It's about the freedom. We've explained this. If you listen to our podcast,
it's
not about how much money. Because if you look at me and Ryan, we do not buy stupid shit.
No, we don't spend our money on dumb things.
We invest and we want to retire earlier. Yeah. We want to live lives fullest with our spouses. So just want to make that clear. But you look at us like, how much more can we produce in our lives and our careers if we got our discipline and our health right?
Well, the other thing is too, is how many more people can we help? Exactly. You know, at the end of the day, you know, how many more people can you guide? You talk about, you know, you now you have a team of people under you. How do you make them better? And at the end of the day, I think, you know, you talked about being a leader and, you know, I'm the leader for my team and they should be looking at me and going, wow, I mean, Ryan's disciplined. He's fit. He's, you know, but I don't want them to think that I don't have fun too. Yeah. I don't want them to think, hey, I can't have fun with this guy. Yeah. He's not relatable because he's so overly disciplined that he wants to go to bed at 8:30 at night and he never wants to come down and have a social hour with us or have a happy hour to get to know us on a one-to-one level. And I can tell you that, you know, I've worked for a lot of different executives and some of these executives, they do a very good job of separating those things, mm-hmm. right? They separate the people from the business side of it. Everything is a business decision. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, you know, maybe that's why I'll never be a really good businessman.
I think you'd be a great one.
Well, I'd be a good leader, but it's because I connect with people. And, yeah. you know, for me, it's just, I've said this before, I'm one of those people that have to have human interaction. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that really love to get the best out of people and see them be who they are capable of doing. And sometimes I don't look at myself and realize I'm capable of so much more. I think I put too much effort into that and not enough effort into myself of saying, if I put more effort into myself, I can get more out of people or I can help more people. And like you said, maybe I should be looking at it from the lens of what am I missing because I'm not doing this rather than, okay, I'm doing a lot better than most people. You know, and if I love seeing the best out of people, why would I not try to help
people? Also, look at it like, I don't want to go to my deathbed and regret the things that I didn't do because I was freaking lazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Laziness is a real thing.
It is. So I texted my therapist during there because I was all fired up and I sent him the picture.
She was fired up last week.
And I go, this week. Oh, last week too. Yeah. Different fires. Forest fire. That's what, house fire.
Another discussion for another day.
And I said, okay, I'm ready to become obsessed with myself and lock my full potential. I'll be booking bi-weekly meetings with you again. And I know I can do a lot more in this life. And so he said what he had to say. And I was like, you know, I've always felt caged up, need to please others, in return I hate myself for it. But it's time to take over, love myself enough to choose me for once, and become who I know I can be. Yeah. Quit my book.
Yeah, I love it. That's a good thing. And that 90-day challenge, I think, is good. Like you said, you and I challenge each other already for what we want to be at the end of the year. Yeah. You know, I think we're doing, you know, again, it's not the, you know, not, have not made every right decision from that last conversation we've had, but I've made a lot of right ones and a lot more conscious decisions than I was prior to that. Right. So anyway, guys, like I said, you know, the start of this conversation was being present. And I think being present mm-hmm. goes into so many different facets of our life. And, you know,
well, being present also allows you to accept who you are in that moment. And what, good or bad? Like, if I was more present, I'd be like, girl, you need to get your butt to the gym.
Yeah, but it also makes you more understanding. It makes you a better listener. You know, we talk about that. You know, people that tend to listen more and talk less are more successful in life mm-hmm. Because they try to be more problem solvers and they want to know where people are coming from. And that's something that I've definitely not been the best at. And as everyone knows, I'm a talker. I like to hear my own voice. It's a fault sometimes. And it's not because I want to suck up all the air out of the room. It's because I'm so passionate about the things I'm talking about. I try to be. But that comes with downfalls too. Yeah. So, but
thanks,
you know,
for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Be present. Be present with your families. Be present with your coworkers. Be in the moment. And for the love of God, put the phone down for a while. And that's me talking in the mirror. So.
That's anyway. Right. And tonight, do a challenge where for an hour, you put your phone away and be present with your family.
I do like the idea of just scheduling. This is my social hour meet time. I'm going to reply to stuff. I'm going to respond to people. And then I'm off. I'm off the grid.
Like business hours.
I think it's a great play. I think it's a great play. Good piece of advice at the end. She's good for something sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care.